Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Hi, I'm Isaiah Winkler, and this is a Union Covered Bridge. Did you know you can travel to Paris, Mexico, and Florida, all in the state of Missouri without leaving it? This is the morning show. Take it away, Zena.
Oh, he did such a good job. That was, it just says Debbie's son. Thank you, Debbie's son. You did a great job today. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. It is Monday. Just going to warn everybody. So we have that going on. Hello, TikTok. I know. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you had a great weekend. Anna, I'm not feeling great. I probably do look better than yesterday. So just to bring everybody up to date. Crystal, we're good to have you. Crystal just became a subscriber. Thanks for joining, Crystal. There's a lot to see. Take a minute, look around. Jürgen, how are you? So today, let's say, was supposed to be the day I had surgery. What, Dina? So for those of you that are not subscribers, that are not part of Walla Cooking with Di, yesterday, Di and I had plans to make fried pickles and churros. I was available for the fried pickle part, which I thought was good. But I wasn't feeling great. Turns out had another kidney stone and another UTI. Yeah. Sherry's supposed to be. So right, like literally I was like getting ready for Walla yesterday and I was like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And I know what this feels like. And I was like, So I tried to do Walla. If you want to see what a kidney stone looks like in action, just watch yesterday's Walla. No. So I went to urgent care. The same urgent care that I go. Crystal was there, my nurse. I just call her my nurse now. And Crystal was like, hey. Well, first I go in and I see a new lady at the desk. How do I know she's new? Because I basically work there. And I said, hi, I am here for a kidney stone. I'm supposed to have a lithotripsy tomorrow, but the kidney stone decided to come early. And she's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, there's not a lot we can do for kidney stones here. I don't know if you know like what our capabilities are. I'm like, I've been here 13 times with kidney stones. I am well aware that you will do nothing, as will the hospital, and nothing. I'm only here to find out if I have also a UTI, which is like a great side dish to every kidney stone. And I don't know if you know this, puts like your risk of dying like 100 times more if you have a kidney stone and a UTI. I always get both. So then I see Crystal. Crystal's like, Dina. Now she's like, you were just here last week. I was like, that was upper respiratory. I'm a lower vaginal area, upper respiratory, lower vagina. Just different ends. I like to alternate on Sundays because it literally was, I saw her last Sunday. Hey, get out of the trash, everybody. So, no, I was like, once I was like, listen, new girl, I'm here to just check my urine. You're going to tell me if I have UTI. You'll give me an antibiotic. Hopefully they'll let me still do my things tomorrow. No, it's not enough for now. You can't just have a kidney stone. That's stupid. I could just handle that at home. So Crystal comes in, yada, yada. doctor comes in. And I was like, yeah, I just need you to give me, hey, Shelby from Nashville. Are you joining us in Nashville, Shelby? Because we're coming. Me and my kidney stone and a whole bunch of these people. Exactly. If you guys can just let me back there, I can test myself. I wonder if they have like at home UTI. I'll get a little chemistry lab up in here. I don't need you. Yeah, it's my front uterus. Yeah. If you visit the hospital, is that for your insurance? Or you pay them on your own? Well, Jurgen, I love when you ask questions about our horrible health system. Here in America, you pay, you can only get health care affordable. That's a loose term. If you have a full-time job, which I don't, then I have to pay privately more than most people would because that's what we think is fair as an individual. Then when you go, you have to be in network. He's like, what's the network? No one knows. Nobody could tell you if it's something's in network or not. You find out when the bill comes. Or if it's emergency, they go, no, go here. You're about to die. And then they go, oh, it wasn't in network. And then you either, if it's in network, you pay 20% or maybe like a $25 or $30 copay, depending on your program. But if it's out of network, then you sell your home. You live in a box. And that's it. And you have a UTI. That was a pretty accurate explanation of U.S. healthcare. And those are the lucky people. Those are the people. Those are the people that are in a good place. So, yeah, if I went to the hospital yesterday, Jurgen, it would have cost me like $200. If you go to urgent care, it's $20. So that's what I do. So, Azo brand makes UTI. See, that would be great, Tiffany. But then what if I had a UTI? I still got to go so somebody can give me the medicine. That's the whole thing. Whatever. So I felt horrible. I go to get the meds and I was like, am I supposed to call the people on the special line? The special surgery line? So I call them and I go, hey, listen. And here's me trying to manipulate. I go, now listen, I'm sure this is nothing, okay? I have immense pain in my vagina, but I think we should move forward with the surgery. And he was like, I don't think that's what we're going to do. I go, listen, let's just be clear. The surgery is to get rid of kidney stones, correct? He was like, that is what it is. I go, great. All my problems leading up to today and today are from kidney stones. He was like, that's right. And I was like, so it seems like it would not make sense Jurgen said, I had a client. She was struggling for 4 years, amputated her leg, cost more than €135,000. She had to pay 12. There's that. Yeah. Mooney says, opposite in Texas. I never go to urgent care. Is it more expensive at urgent care? That's weird. I live at urgent care. I'm going to open my own urgent care. It's just like a mom urgent care. I'm like, that's fine. You don't need stitches. Go home. Save yourself some money. It's just a street corner where you're just like, is it broken? Is it not broken? You're like, they look fine. Give them some ice cream. Give it a couple days. Go home. Save yourself the aggravation. Hooked up. Wow. Look at that. We pay €130 a year. Oh, I'd love that. Oh, my urologist gives me a prophylactic script for Macrobid. So when the test is positive, I have them. What? Yeah. Andrea, I'm not old enough yet. So anyway. So basically he says, I understand that your problems are being caused by kidney stones, but we're going to cancel this procedure in my front vagina. And yeah. So that's it. So nothing. And they're like, they'll call you tomorrow to reschedule. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. But yeah, so I was very aggravated. And no procedure, Kelly. No, because I had another kidney stone / UTI yesterday. And God forbid, we immediately try to work this. I mean, part of my brain understands if you have an infection, you shouldn't have surgery. that part of my brain, I get it. I understand. The other part of my brain is like, this is going to keep, like, when are you going to reschedule this for? Because it's, if it's more than 7 days from now, I'll have another kidney stone by there. I'll just have another one. Yeah, now I have free time, Crystal. I had a whole week of just laying around and doing nothing. So now I'm going to have to do all the stuff that I was putting off. No, Brenda, they didn't call yet. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to have to, next time my surgery is scheduled, I'm just going to live in a bubble. Yeah, just going to live in the bubble. I'm bed with a lot of foam watching. I'm in bed with a lot of foam. What kind of foam? Oh, wait, are you in a tub? What are you doing? I want to know. Our insurance monthly is the same as my rent, $1,500. No, as soon as I got the antibiotic, I started to feel better. It was a day. It was a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Shakendra, I'll take it. Are you on YouTube? I am. Did you not tell them your mom said to keep you? So my mom was so funny. So we're doing Walla yesterday. And we're live. And I was like, I got to go. I gotta go right now. Like, I tried to last as long as I could. And then I was like, nothing good's going to happen. So I'm getting ready to go. She goes, now, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go to urgent care. And they're going to tell me if there's an infection. Just give me an antibiotic. And then I'll deal with the rest of this tomorrow. And she was like, no, you go to the hospital. You go to the hospital. You tell them you have to stay. Your surgery's tomorrow. I go, that's not how this works at all. I'm not going to do that. She goes, you go and you tell them how serious this is. I go, I'm going to take for granted everybody at the hospital. Serious. I don't know a whole lot of people that I was like, so I have this splinter. Very serious. I was like, no. No, I don't think so, Nicole. It's not. And I still have this stupid respiratory thing. It like won't go away every time I'm like, I feel amazing. No. Apparently I don't. Hold on, I'm going to get some DayQuil. Oh my goodness. Just so you know, I'm a lot of fun to hang out with. I think today's going to be a great show. I can't even say it with a straight face. And then I made a cake and I was like, I'm just going to eat this whole cake. And the cake is so gross. Yeah, you were supposed to tell them. My mom told me you have to take me in. Mm-hmm. Wait till you're old. The UTIs will cause delirium. Well, that is what I was hoping. Listen, I would love to be delirious right now. How do I get that? How do I get delirious? No, it's gross. I made the cake. It wasn't good. It didn't even have icing for it. And I thought, well, maybe the icing will make it better. So I asked Brooke to pick it up on the way home. But it looks like cornbread. It looks like I just put icing on cornbread. No, Kathy, surgery's off. And now I'm just going to eat cake. What? Yes, Grandma would get out of it. And that's how we knew she had a UTI. Well, just call me Mama. Mm-hmm. The cake's sitting right here, Shakendra. I can't even eat it. Yeah. No, there are some gluten-free cakes that are amazing. This ain't one of them. Let's open some St. Patty's Day things. So it's still, we're still in the mood. Mm-hmm. Aw. Somebody made me a beautiful card. I was just at the St. Patrick's Parade here in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm truly blessed with my little family, my son, my daughter-in-law, Audrey and William, and my grandchildren. My card was made by my 5-year-old granddaughter. Look at it! They are my heart. I just love your shows and Cooking with Di. She reminds me of my mom. Have a blessed day, Debbie. Debbie! All right, this will make me happy. I am the luckiest mom and Mima in the world. Aww. My dad was out of it when he had it. He was watching a hockey game, but there wasn't a TV. Shut up. Is that true? You can be watching a game without a TV? That's interesting. What? Awesome. Look, we got the official tree skirt. There's one already down there, but that was the official. It was the one you could flip.
Oh, look how pretty. Oh my gosh, it's adorable. I'm just going to decorate. I'm just going to keep decorating.
We were talking about what kind of trees we were going to do. Yeah, I would enjoy that. Yeah, so surgery is off because of UTI. What do you do about the kidney stones? You just keep in pain. You just stay in pain. That's it. My father-in-law saw a buffalo in his house. This is all UTI? We're not joking about the delirium. What is happening? Wonderful. My grandmom and mom acted weird every time. Guys, I don't know that we're going to be able to tell. They're going to be like, we're not sure. My mom, we didn't know that led to her must being sent in hospital 70. They say that UTIs are really scary. Well, and she said when I was there, because so when they do your, you guys are going to know so much about kidney stones. Danielle, is this from you, Danielle Steele? It is, Danielle. Dean, wish you a pot of gold and all the joy your heart can hold. We're lucky to know you. The OGs, Eileen and Danielle, they are. They were the OGs.
Oh, that was so nice. I love it. See, this is what I needed. I needed to just open presents.
It's making it better.
Our St. Patty's Day tree is so beautiful.
Ninety percent of the time, if an elderly becomes that as an altered mental state, it's because of a UTI. Oh yeah, my dad had to go twice because of the UTI. Your dad? I don't ever think so much that guys get UTIs. It's harder for them to go to my mommy, even when she started acting really strange. What is your mom doing? My mom saw things with UTI. She thought she was visiting her cousins, but she was actually in the hospital. My dad was so out of it, he thought he was on a tropical island in his hospital room. What? Men get them, Cynthia, but I thought it was like a lot harder for them to get it. So depending on, so the urethra is a lot longer. How much longer? I mean, it depends. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law saw things when he had a UTI. That's so crazy. So this is from Steak. Wait, how old is this, Steak? Was this lost in the mail? Is this the one you said? There's no date. Oh, wait. Oh, I think it got lost. It was in this weird package. Steak, is this what you were talking about? It doesn't have, it says non-machinable. What'd you put in here? That's so crazy. All right, I see what it says. Yeah, I don't know. It literally just showed up today with all these packages. I don't know, Steak. Yeah. Remember you kept saying, you have my package? I was like, I don't know. I don't see it. I thought I lost it, but it came in that special. That must be with the post office. Yeah. January 21st, you mailed it. Oh, look, I'm a day late and a dollar short, as Diana would say. She would have loved to wear these yesterday. We were doing voila. In men, the prostate leads to the bladder UTI. Oh my God, this is adorable. This is adorable. The headbands are for you and I to wear during voila. It even says it. Jen. This is from Jen Leisenheimer. Hmm. question. She fell in parlor for the night she committed sect and came clean. What? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I know. If we switch to some, we should tell you soon because the mail is running 2 months late. Now, I don't know because there's nothing even listed on stakes.
There's no like stamp or anywhere. It just says unmachinable. Yeah. Right, one more. So yeah, it was a bit of a day yesterday. Sadie, you can send things to PO Box 604, Morristown, New Jersey. Maybe Andrea can write it in. But I forget what we said we were doing next. I think there's going to be like a schedule. And the nurse representative is her, then myself, her would drastically change and not for the good. So crazy. Yeah, no, I can usually tell. Like even yesterday morning, I was like, no, Denise, you would be able to tell by my face. Like even yesterday, like right as we started Voila, I don't tend to be like real, like if I'm in pain, I get really quiet. That's how most people can tell that I'm not feeling well, especially when they're on their own. Thanks, Andrea. So I just said to my mom, I was like, I don't feel so good. And she's like, get away from me. You're sick. I was like, it's not, you're not going to catch it. Let me put it to you that way. Yeah. Well, somebody's trying to find her. Good. You can lay down. She's like, why you look at me? All right. Hold on. There's some beautiful things here. This is from Stephanie. I know. I had no idea you chairs were so serious. I pleasure around. Always pee after sex. Always pee after sex. All right. So I feel lucky to have a hot and supportive husband and a son who plays D&D and loves his mom. Stephanie Ray, Graham Cracker, Washington. Is that a place, Graham Cracker? Look. Look how pretty. I'm so lucky to have Geraldine Eklund as my mom. She's Italian, always planning for the next meal. She's strong, beautiful, hilarious, and also a twin of Mrs. Claus, the other side. Look, so that's a Mrs. Claus doll on this side, and that's her mom outside on the patio. I knew it was bad when you were folding in half. Yeah. Are UTIs and bladder infections? I was prone to bladder infection when I was younger. It sucked. Kind of. So... urinary tract, I guess, could be anywhere, but like UTIs, they get more dangerous as they move up your system, right? So just to give you a brief rundown of your urinary tract system, you have your urethra, which is small for women, which leads to your bladder. From your bladder, you have two ureters that come up and hit your kidneys. So, you know, you want to catch it early. And if you don't, then the infection just keeps going up to your bladder. And then if you don't catch it, then you start to get really sick, goes up your ureters, and then hits your kidneys. And then I guess you die. I don't know. And these might not even be real for me. Like, there's a lot of, like, false negatives with kidney stones. So the kidney stone could have just been moving and then scraping. And no, it's a biology class. Don't get me started. I loved anatomy and physiology. I used to teach it in college. You know, if the kidney stone is like scraping the walls, then white blood cells would show up. So it would look like you have a raging UTI when really your body is just, yeah. Yeah, embedded UTI Facebook group really saved me after a bad UTI. Yeah. Repeated you one of the symptoms of advanced ovarian cancer. Wonderful, Melanie. That's really going to sit well today. Thank you. Miserable. No. Kidney stone was on a bar crawl for St. Patty's. It was. It was on its own. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun stuff. It's a turn. Yeah. Normally, but yeah. Can you post your mailing address? I think she just did, Eloise, if you go up, but maybe she can do it again. Okay, Mooney. I don't even think. Okay, this is about to get real serious in here. I don't think you're supposed to douche. Didn't we stop doing that? Don't we? We don't do that. Grandmom does that. What? I remember my. I love this. I love everything about this thing. And I'm going to wear it to surgery. I'm going to go in with this thing on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You understand the pain. Yeah. Yeah. I think we all agreed we stopped doing that. I don't even know why we started doing it. Yeah. I remember my grandmom talking about it. And then people were like, we don't do that anymore. Mm-mm. No. And I keep trying. Thanks, Andrea. Keep trying to get my gynecologist, Pam, to come on the morning show or to come to Tipsy Tuesday. She's afraid of us. And it's so funny. If you ever talk to a gynecologist about vagina health, I'll just say it. They're just like, it is its own system. Yeah, don't alter your pH. It's like a self-cleaning oven. Don't touch it. Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it. It's magical. What is it we aren't doing? Douching. Now, that is not something I thought we'd cover today, but we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't touch it. Slap your hand. Stop it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who needed to hear this today. Okay. But just leave it alone. All right, Mooney. Good. Men still do it. Men still do what? What? Cynthia coming in just wrote, men still do it. I don't need you to unpack what you just said. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell everybody what the gynecologist said. Look up boric acid. Girl, what are you saying? Trust me. I'm not going to say it. I want Pam to come in. Mm-hmm. You gotta clean the door off, but leave the insides alone. Mm-hmm. Oh, some are douches. I see. You was doing a joke, Cynthia. You was doing a joke. Mm-hmm. I know. Bertha was like, what a great conversation for Monday morning. I'm just saying. But seriously. Look up boric acid, vaginal health. Wink, wink. I'm just saying, this is what Pam's. I'm going to get Pam on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What about boric acid? What did Pam say? She said, no, now it's a tablet. Yes, suppositories. I am not a person you should listen to. All I'm saying, and it sounds like Shakendra's heard about it, but my gynecologist likes these boric acid suppositories. I don't know. Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not. I'll talk about it, but I don't want people to be like, Dina said, don't do that. Talk to your gynecologist. Make an appointment with your, yeah. I don't know. But you should talk to your gynecologist. Yeah. Yep. For what? There are these suppositories. Can we sign a petition to get Pam on the show? We should. Yeah. For vaginal health. It was like, yeah. Boric acid and then your vagina falls out. Here comes Bob. Bob, you don't know. You got to talk to Pam, Bob. I'm going to set you up an appointment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Look up boric acid for real. Mm-hmm. Tracy, I don't know. I don't know. There's some kind of vagina algorithm somehow. Yeah, new shirt. Don't touch it. Pam, we need you. That's what I told her. I've been trying to get Pam on this show. You don't know how long. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're somebody that's like prone to infection, stuff like that. Yeah. Brooke's like, my comment was flagged. Of course it is. Because we can't talk about vaginal health without Facebook being like, oh, this is wrong. Shut it down. Look, I'm going to disappear. Mm-hmm. No, Paola, I'm telling you, talk to your doctor. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who's Pam? She's my gynecologist. Talk to your gynecologist. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, yeah, see, nobody ever talks about men's health. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they do, but it's just like, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not. This is very, I'm going to drink this lemonade. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob's probably already fell out. That's why he's real salty. That's true. Men don't even talk about men's health. You're right. Yeah. I think it's so funny. Like, I'm so old, I don't even have a gynecologist. My mom said that. My mom, but her vagina is older than yours, Mooney, but she's older than you. Just all the parts are older. And I remember her saying about her mammogram that it was like, you know, you had to go like every year, but for when you get to a certain age, it's just like, we don't. And same with her, like, pap smear. Her pap smear was like really far apart. And I was like, I don't know. Men should know how women's bodies work. Mm. My dad has prostate cancer. We talk about men's issues. Good. Yeah. I remember when the kids were younger, it was really important. Like, I love biology. So, you know, when I would talk with the kids about biology all the time, you know, especially when everybody started going through puberty. So we would talk about periods, just openly. I'm like, this is your period in front of Dean, in front of the girls. I'm like, this is what this is. It's not weird. It's very natural, right? So we'd have these conversations, but I would always include Dean in the conversation, and he never wanted to be included, but I would. And I would say, Dean, I said, do you have any questions? It's important that you understand how women's bodies work. And he was like, I don't think it is. I go, it is. It is important so that you understand, because not all women understand their own bodies. So it's all of us should understand. And he was like, Mom, first of all, I know everything. I was like, now listen, when a teenage boy comes at you and says, I know everything about a woman. Okay. I said, really? You know everything? I know everything. I said, okay. How long does a woman normally get her period for? I was like, that's easy, 28 days. And I was like, feels like it. He's like, that's right. It's 28 days. I go, that is not how long her period lasts. It feels like it because there's premenstrual, menstrual, postmenstrual, maybe a little bit still a little menstrual, and then it starts all over again. So I get how it feels like that. And then she dies. My grandpa never ever talked about anything below the belt. Had a hard time talking about his medical needs and taking care of him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? I'm only 64. She said, yeah, you're done. I felt so left out. Really? Do they stop at 64? I would send my son to get me a tampon, waiting forever. Found out he was 5. He was using them for missiles for his army guys. My pap smear after 7 was diagnosed with breast cancer. Oh, that's why a lot of people are born in February. Really, Bob? Bob coming in with some period jokes. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know. Did I do period parties for the girls? We celebrated for sure. Jacqueline told everybody when she got her period. She was like, hey, got my period today. Got it. First time ever. Told the mailman, called my dad, my mom, called all the aunts, cousins. Mm-hmm. She told everybody. We're at the store. We're at the Wawa. She was like, yep. Got my period today. Thank you. Just told everybody. I don't know if she still does that, but smushing boobs in the mammogram. Mm, yeah. Yeah. 3 years. So it's scheduled for a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird. It's funny. Like, why was she warning people? No, she was excited. I think she wanted them to give her like a party or a card. She was looking for accolades, Bob. She didn't know. Mm-mm. Is very open and vocal when she has hers. Yeah. My daughter said, I'm bleeding gallons of blood while screaming and crying. That sounds right. Yeah. And now she calls it her, she's got a full moon. She probably still does, Alejandra. She probably got a shirt made on my period. Pap every 5 years after 50. Yeah, I believe she wanted a parade. Does Dean still think mammograms are for popping boobs? Probably. Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Wendy, you're not wrong. That would be nice. Yeah. Well, you know that my theory on mammograms, if Wendy's could get in touch with the mammogram people and just provide free milkshakes, everybody would get mammograms. That's number one. Our daughter yells at Shark Week every month. So funny. My teens kept searching for Copa. I need a tampon and pad in my pocket now. Having my food. Still get moody. My dad still yells at us to stop talking if we say anything about our parents. Like, listen, you're married, you have four daughters. Deal with it. Yeah. Yeah. Shark Week. Yeah, poor Dean. But I have to say, like, I think that if you grow up in a house with like a lot of women or where they're talking about their periods all the time, like, I remember Jacqueline was, let me take my medicine, I'm sitting right here. Jacqueline was feeling all of it, just crying, screaming, yelling at everybody, just getting a period. And just full crazy, right? And I remember, because you can always tell, I feel like moms know, there's a monster that shows up called your period, especially for a teenage girl when they don't really know what's going on and they're just hysterical. And you gotta wade through the crazy. The screaming and the crying and the yelling and everything's your fault because right after that, she just needs a hug. You know what I'm talking about? You're just like, you just gotta wait for it's over. And then she's like, oh, and then they hug, right? So we had gotten that, right? And then we were hugging, and Dean witnessed the whole thing. Dean was just sitting up, just dumbfounded. And he was like, looking at me, hug her at the end. And he was like, I was like, she got He's like, is this gonna happen again? I was like, every month, every 30 days, this gonna happen. He was like, what? I was like, Yeah, there's another one down the hall. It's gonna get real scary. I was like, and when you get married, this is what you get. And he was like, it comes with. Vagina, good. PMS, bad. Yeah, you didn't watch out. Could snap at any instant. Yeah, I would tell my husband stay away from our daughter. They don't know. I would know, and it's like it was like Jim was drawn to Jacqueline's crazy. I'll walk away. I was like, walk away, and he'd be like. Was she crying? I go, do not go in the den. Do not. Okay. And he'd be like, and then he'd say, Jacqueline, what's wrong? I was like, wrong. And then I'd walk down the hall. I don't know which, I know exactly what's wrong. Why would you ask? She's crazy. That's what's wrong. Why would you ask a crazy person that I just told you she's about to get her period? Why are you gonna A, lock eyes with her? B, look in her general direction? All wrong. All wrong. Enter at your own risk. That's what I'm saying. Don't do it. Kezia, what is it? What is it about a hormonal nut job teenager poking the bear? And the men have to get in there and be like, let me fix your problem. I'm like, you can't fix this. This is from Jesus. Yeah. I'll be in my room behind a locked door because I want to have a nice day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I had to explain to my boys, don't ask your cousin why she isn't swimming. That's always the worst. Mm-hmm. I hide and stay away. Mm. Oh, put me on the visa to throw us off of Scyther's. Throw us off site. Never. She always caught up. He's like, do you need anything? And then he leaves me alone. Mm. Carmen, I have two sizes now. Mm-hmm. My five-year-old daughter is already the CEO of the house. Oh, yeah. I remember trying to teach Natalia how to use a tampon. Anybody? My girls, I guess they figured it out, but Natalia was just like, I don't understand. She always used to talk like that. Ugh. And we were going to go to a pool or something. And she was like, how do you know? How do you know? Like that, which is annoying. So I tried to show her, you know, I was just like, and then it's just, and that didn't work. And then, I know, what did you do, Judy? She's from the Saskatoon jailbird. Yeah, we taught my friend on our senior class trip. Now I taught my granddaughter. And so I tried to just like visuals. So you're going to go in the bathroom. That didn't work. And then I got on the YouTube and I Googled. Shouldn't do that. yep. And I got my period at 10. My dad kept saying, are you okay? All day long. Mm-hmm. And so I went on the YouTube and thank goodness it wasn't a real person. It was a mannequin. It was like a very like clinical setup. My daughter's 16. What is a good age to talk about tampons? I think you really leave it up to the kid. Some kids just are not interested. They're fine not going swimming, going in the pool. They're not interested. I feel like when they come, like you could say, hey, you know, there are some other options. My daughters all got their periods later. So they were probably 16 plus, but some kids are getting it at 11 or 12. I think that's really young, but you know, every kid is different. I think you just ask. Yeah, after Jimmy did the bed for my grand, she figured it out on her own real fast. Yeah, no, they don't want that. So we watched this video and we could not stop laughing at this mannequin and this nurse. And it was so funny. Yeah, my daughter was on the swim team, so she used them early. I didn't even think about that. I wanted to use tampons in high school. My mother told me only married women can use them in the dark ages. Yeah, I taught my daughter about tampons and mom got super mad at me because how dare I? I don't know. I don't think. Yeah, I know. I used one. My first period at 13, I swam competitively. Yeah. Yeah, I was 11. My sister and daughter were 10. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my daughter was 9 when she got her first. Oh, Cassie. Trina's like, I had to figure out everything on my own. I always love stories when people like get their period when like only their dad is there. It's just like, I remember I got mine in high school, at school. And we had a late bus that dropped us off probably 15 minutes from our house and my dad would have to come get us. And I guess that they had contacted my parents. I don't know. But when I got in the car, I was not in a good mood. I just wanted to get home and just curl up into a ball and cry. I don't know. When I got in the car, it was real quiet. And all I remember is as we were driving, my dad he was like sitting in the car and he just looked, he patted me on the back and he was like, good job. And I was, of course, I'm a teenager. And I was like, what? He was like, good job. Just patted me on the back. I go, good job. That's what you said. What do you mean, good job? I didn't do this. Like, you just react like a crazy. What does that mean, good job? My sister showed me when I went to visit her on a trip. Mm-hmm. Swimming with the dolphins and you had to teach your daughter. Oh, I was in swimming last week. I got my first beer and so tampons it was. 12 and a half. Posted mass text to the family when she got it. That's Jacqueline, including you. Yeah, Nancy. Uh-huh. One of ours was 7 years old when she started. My time is the belt you had to hook the pad to. What does that mean? I've heard of the belt. What does that mean? Yeah, of course it is, Victoria. Was it like a, what did you put the pad and then a, I don't understand. First time I needed my dad to buy pads because I was out. He dragged his butt. I screamed at him and I said, I'll bleed all yours if you don't take me. I knew to grab a pad from under the sink when I had to ask my aunt from where she announced to everyone that I was a woman now. Oh, I don't know the belt. I don't know what the belt is. Oh, pads didn't have adhesive. What? What? Is that why that was? I have three kids, Dalio. It was like a garter belt, had hooks in the front. Okay, that is too much. It was like a tool belt without the hammer holster. How do you know, Bob? Here's Bob explaining the belt. Oh, that's so crazy. And hooked in the pad end into the belt. Oh, that's so crazy. I had underwear that you had to hook the pad onto, these weird hooks. No. That's so crazy. Yeah, no. Kelly, no. The best is after you have a baby and then they give you like 17 pads and that those weird, they call them underwear. I call it a fish trap. And then just, and then you just walk around like that's normal. No. No, yeah. I don't know. I guess Diana probably had the belt. I don't know. And the pads were so long you couldn't hide them. How long were they? No. Up here, then I had to call the nurse. Oh, no. A male nurse? No. Felt like a mattress between your legs. No. Constant wedgie. Tried the tampon rip, but ended up with toxic shock. So it was an excuse from oh. Wow. And she says, I don't want anything up there and to wait. Yeah, I really think, it, you know, you just have to, every kid is different. Oh, the belt, it's bringing back PTSD. Stern to stern, stem to stern. Oh, gosh. That's so crazy. And what? What do boys deal with? Nothing. They have no idea. Mm-mm. That's so funny. So funny. My great grand, oh, the day, I didn't want to tell anyone I bore news, so I didn't tell anyone for like another 6 months. That's so funny. So funny. All the things that we have to do. I know. I know. So funny. Anyway. So all the lady parts, talk to your gynecologist. I got to get my gynecologist. Yeah. I was at my dad's for the summer when I got mine. I was too embarrassed to say anything, but my stepmom figured out. Still embarrassed because I didn't know her that well yet. One from wearing period pads to incontinent pads. I can't catch a break. Mm-mm. Yeah. What did Lady Di tell you when you first got your period? So Ashley, she was very open. So she had three daughters, right? And she, when she would go to the bathroom, she'd leave the door open. So we saw everything. We should always talk about a bit like, this is your period. You're each going to get your period. We're like, we don't want that. So it was just, that was just, it's just normal. And so I did the same thing with my kids. And I was just like, yeah, we always talked about it. I don't know. My grandmom, my mom's mom, had said that her mom really didn't tell her anything. And so I think it started with my grandmom. She would always talk to my mom about it and was always very open with her. And so my mom did the same. And so I did the same. Yeah. And then said, I knew someone who used a tampon and the directions did not say remove the applicator. So she didn't. Mm-hmm. They knew everything. Stuff. So I make it a point. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. My mom didn't tell me anything. I'm 44. Anne-Marie, what? My mom never told me anything. It was my aunt. That's so crazy. My mom didn't tell me anything. She threw the belt and a pad at me and told me to put it on. What? Didn't remove the applicator. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I am like a pearl Tampax girl. The pearls, they're like the plastic. And Jacqueline, here's Jack. Jacqueline's like, you know, you shouldn't use those. You're supposed to use the cardboard ones because they're better for the environment. I go, my vagina, I don't treat myself very often to anything. But that no. I don't know where everybody else stands on it, but I'm just Tampax Pearl. Mm-hmm. No. I thought I was dying when I got mine. Mm-hmm. Learned from an older friend. Nothing from my mom. Yeah, I had a book. Oh, yeah. No, Cooley can't do it. No. And now the other day, Jack was like, do you have any of those nice tampons? I guess I do. I guess she learned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cardboard ones, I don't know how anybody. Yeah. You're like, this is bad enough. I didn't think that you'd tell me. And to this day, I wonder why that was her response. I was the only girl in the family. Who else would I tell? Zia Lucia gave me a book and said, don't have sex. Wow. Mm-hmm. Tell her the Starbucks straws are worse for the environment than the pearl applicator. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know how many times. Raise your hand if you've worn tampons. And then all of a sudden you go, did I already have one in? And then you have to... It's always like a panic. Did I? Let me think. Oh, the worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just like, what is the last time? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lee. No, my 13-year-old got her first period 5 minutes before my second wedding. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Tilted uterus. Oh, there, who was it? Oh, Beth Stelling, who was on the show Friday, which I hope you watched it because she's so funny and you should watch her special. But she talks about going to the gynecologist and the gynecologist was like, well, you know, you have a tilted uterus. And she was like, no, how would I know that? What is it about me that makes you think that I know that this is tilted? What symptoms would be showing? How would you know? I'd be like, oh, that's tilted. Yeah, that's definitely tilted. Yeah, that's definitely rocking back. No, you would never know. So funny. I got my period on Halloween. I thought I ate poison candy. No. My neighbor girl put the tampon in string first and had to go to the emergency to get it out. No. My mother had to. When I had my period, I called the guy and got 1 a.m. the night and asked, what happens with a tampon when you jump out of plane at 14,000 feet? He was like, I have no idea. It's so funny. I don't know. I don't know how you'd know, but I guess eventually somebody tells you. Mm-hmm. She's so funny. Anyway, well, listen, today was a weird show. I don't know if anybody else is on board. Yeah. But I thank you for being here and making me laugh. And guess what? I'll be here all week. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid Jeff Lass is it. Yeah. She's so funny. She's so funny. No. And I mean, it calmed down. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Yeah. Different. Mm-hmm. My sister and I have floppy tilted uteruses. Bonnie, who told you? Like the gynecologist is like, guys, I check both of you. Matching, number one. Two, tilted. Mm-hmm. Is it weird or is it just called typical Monday? No, you're not wrong. I should tell Pam we should have gynecologist Monday. Mm-hmm. Barbara Benash just said, period parties are disgusting. I don't know why that would be disgusting. You mean like a period party where you give people like pads and stuff and teach them about something completely natural that's going to happen to them for the rest of their life? I don't know. Sounds kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. According to every dozen. So, and my cervix is very posterior. I don't know what that means. Some of you feel like something that may, well, not pregnant. During an ultrasound, I saw it flop back and felt, then I knew what it was. What? What do you mean flop back? What does that mean? I ended up taking out before I jumped. Then we landed, I was laying down a little sore. I asked the guy, strumming because to cross up to see if I was bleeding. He was scared I was injured. I said, no, I might be. I took my period. You're so funny. I responded, what? Why? Can you tell? She said, no, I read your chart. First, I went to the gynecologist. My mom took me. While being examined at the college, said, oh, you're Kathleen's daughter. You can tell? No, it's in your chart. I am supposed to have a lithotripsy, Krista. It had nothing to do with my vagina. It just moves sometimes. What do you mean it moves? Bonnie, I would like to just move sometime. Where's it go? Just flops around? I didn't know it could do that. Mm-hmm. That's really crazy. I never heard of a... Sorry. I never heard of a floppy vagina. I was told I had a tilted uterus too. Yeah, no, different. Uh-huh. Anyway. I just sort of asked if she's going to get it. Uh-huh. I love the idea of a period party. Yeah. You know, my sister and I have the same gynecologist. He and I are good friends. One night we had too much wine and I asked him if my vagina looked better than my sister's. I don't know. Tilted than not tilted. Okay. It's you have a mood vagina, Bonnie. That's what I hear you saying. You know how they had those mood rings? You know? So it'd be like, you know, oh, I'm kind of feeling sassy. It'd be like red. And then you're like, I'm feeling like calm today. It'd be like blue. You have like, it gets bored, said Bonnie. Bonnie is my favorite so far. She's over on the TikTok. You have a mood vagina. It's just, it's like feeling up today. It's like, oh, let's go. Let's get to a party. I'm going to start. It's like, girl, it just means that. Girl, you go. I'll catch up with you later. Was floppy vagina on the bingo card? It should be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa tilted? Mm. Yeah, listening to your live, I've never been happy to have a hysterectomy a few years ago. Listen, we bring joy no matter where you are in your vagina journey. There's always somebody worse off flopping around, okay? And every time you think this vagina, you think about floppy Bonnie. he was like, I would like a different nickname. Well, I don't know. Feels pretty right. She's like, Floppy Bonnet. Stop it. That's not your nickname, Bonnie. You're beautiful. Beautiful Floppy Bonnie. We just add it. We just keep adding. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you on your vagina journey? I had a floppy ovary. There's so much they don't tell us. What? You had a mood ovary. Just does whatever it wants. This is a weird day. I have never heard the word floppy used so many times about vaginas. Have you? Floppy Bonnie spits out coffee. Bonnie's going to go to work today and she's going to be like real like conflicted, and all her friends would be like, Bonnie, you are you okay? You seem like distracted. So, I got a nickname. You got a what? A nickname. From who? Lady on the internet thinks she was drinking. Well, what kind of name? Floppy Bonnie. What? Floppy Bonnie. Why would she call you Floppy Bonnie? I don't want to talk about it. I have a mood vagina. A what? Mood vagina. What kind of mood? I don't know. Just call me Floppy. Floppy Bonnie FB. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to start work after Floppy Bonnie. Look, she said Floppy first. I didn't give her that name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. If she wants to stay Floppy Bonnie, she could change it. I don't know if I would change it to Floppy Bonnie. But I mean, we'd all know her. Bonnie, you'd be famous, just so you know, if you were Floppy Bonnie on TikTok. But there's that. Okay, I think we should, let's end here. let's end this now. Floppy Bonnie's like, please. let's wrap up here. I can't think of a better time to stop. She has 24 hours to decide to claim it or not. She's laughing. Bonnie's laughing. Bonnie, listen, I think you're new here, but I just want you to know you have at least a million fans over on the Facebook. Per the nickname rules, Floppy Bonnie, you might be new here. You have 24 hours to claim your nickname. If you claim it, you have to change your TikTok name to Floppy Bonnie and not tell anybody you know why it's changed or any explanation whatsoever, but we'll know in our group. I'm in physical therapy laughing so hard. Someone asked, what's so funny? I said, don't ask. You really have to be in the cult to understand. It's just per the nickname rules, as Alejandra has explained. You have 24 hours. If not, then Floppy is open to anybody. And she could be Floppy Shakendra if she wanted. I mean, it wouldn't apply. It wouldn't be real. That's why we know the nicknames are so true, because it would really only apply to you. And that's why it's yours. So, yeah. So anyway, listen, turn into a great day. And if you're wondering what this episode is called, called Floppy Bonnie. So stupid. Okay. So let's stop. And tonight I'll be doing Ugly Monday. for supporters, if you'd like to join us, you can become a supporter. And we'll see you tonight at 9 p.m. for our Ugly Monday giveaway. And that's it. That's all I think that I have to say today. So like Judy from Saskatoon, when she's not in jail, likes to say, do something else nice for yourself or others today. And thanks for watching as always. A special thanks to Floppy Bonnie and for just making today special. And that's it. Have a great day and a blessed day. And I will apparently be here all week with a kidney stone. So that's it. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for watching as always. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay. All right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out OneFunnyMotherStore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.